Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois is among the 15 states and the District of Columbia going to court to keep the DACA program. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan yesterday filed to join the suit being led by New York's Attorney General. All 15 attorney generals are Democrats, and their lawsuit essentially says President Trump is ending the program out of racial bias. Also, Governor Bruce Rauner is taking the state's sales pitch to China and Japan. The governor's office yesterday said he'll start an 8-day trip to the two countries this weekend. Tokyo is the first stop on the tour. The governor's office said this is the first trade mission for the governor and will focus on two of Illinois' biggest trading partners. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. More than 4 years after Illinois approved a process to allow for hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, they've approved their first site. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources let Wichita, Kansas-based oil company Woolsey know last Thursday that they would be approved for the state's first fracking site. The location would be in White County in far southeastern Illinois. IDNR spokesman Ed Cross says the process will now move forward.
The Office of Oil and Gas Resource Management determined that the application meets all of the requirements of the Hydraulic Fracturing Regulatory Act and the department's HVHHF rules.
Jessica Fuyan at the environmentalist group Food and Water Watch says the site sits atop the New Madrid Fault, as well as a large deposit of dangerous radon.
We don't want to be bringing that radioactive material up past the surface in the form of fracking waste.
Signed into law in 2013, the bill to allow fracking was originally sponsored by now-state treasurer Michael Frericks. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.